injured legs retracted, creating a more massive droid with 8 legs, all willing and able to fire. "Oh, come on!" she said. Loren and Sergeant Batanin's efforts didn't go unnoticed. The droid menacing Shigar sprayed a wave of blue pulses in their direction, forcing them both to take cover. When it was over, the barrels of both their rifles were blackened, but still seemed capable of firing. Sergeant Batanin, however, had not been so lucky. A ricochet had caught him in the eye and killed him instantly. Before she could get revenge, someone tapped her on the shoulder. She turned to see Yima and 3 Hooks pulling in a wheeled, turret-mounted laser cannon. "About time," she growled, crawling over. "Here, let me. I've used this model before." Yima waved her away. His look said as clearly as words that if anyone was going to fire it in his mistress's palace, it would be him. She backed down as another wave of blue pulses converged on them. A 4th 6-legged droid had emerged from the vault. "How many of these things are in there?" she asked no one in particular. Then the cannon was firing, driving all higher thoughts of the situation from her mind. She was a soldier. It was her job to fight, not to analyze. Dropping onto her belly, she picked up the sniper rifle again, test-fired it, and began peppering the enemy with rounds.
"How many of those things are in there?"
Ula heard Jet say over the sound of blaster fire. He craned his neck over the fallen beam and risked another look. Sure enough, another of the hexagonal droids had stepped into view.
"Are they in there?"
he asked.
"Or just coming through there?"
"I'm not sure it makes sense if they have another way into the vault. I mean, if they could just turn around and go back, why aren't they doing that? Why are they fighting to get out past everyone else?"
Ula had wondered why they didn't just blow a new hole out. But he had soon found an answer to that. Their blue pulses knocked fist-sized chunks of stone through the wall, and plenty of them. They were lethal against flesh, too, but they lacked the punch to get through reinforced ferrocrete. The security airlock was the only route open to them. It was also the only escape route open to him and Jet, but they had been cut off from it by the reinforced beam they now took shelter behind. Between them and the exit was 10 meters of open space, littered with broken glass, rubble, and the occasional body. One of them belonged to the young Sith girl, who had been the first targeted by the Hexes, as Ula had come to abbreviate them. Jet's droid watched helplessly from the other side of the room, unable to get any closer to help his master.
"Watch, Striver," said Jet.
"Why?"
Ula had seen enough of the Mandalorian in action for one lifetime.
"He's holding back, almost like he's testing them."
"Testing who?"
"The droids, of course. Why would he test Shigar? They fought twice already."
"Why test the Hexes?"
"I don't know. Curiosity, perhaps? Maybe the Mandalore is looking for a new species of pit fighters. Nice name, by the way, Hexes."
They watched as Yima and Loren positioned a laser cannon for optimal coverage. Loren's face was hidden by her helmet, but Ula was glad to see that she was still on her feet.
"Maybe that's what Striver has been after the whole time," Jet said. "After all, it was him who talked about the droids before. What was that woman's name? The droid maker?"
"Lima Zandrit."
"Whoever she was, he knew of her. And you said he was asking questions about her all over the place. What if that thing in Asinzia had something to do with her work? What if the Hexes are here now to steal it back?
What if they were on the ship the whole time?"
"That can't be the case. The thing you saw was too small, judging by your